Bear River Health Department says if every company providing vaccines lives up to their commitments, everyone in the Bear River Health Department area will have the opportunity to have the first vaccine by the end of May. The second dose will be administered sometime after that. Because of the large quantities of vaccines they want to administer, Senator Chris Wilson says they are looking for volunteers.
They are looking for both clinical and non-clinical volunteers. The local health departments will train. Also, the two Walmart stores and the Sam's Club in Cache Valley next week will have around 20 to 30 vaccines a day. And also the Smith's pharmacies will also have. So those allocations are coming from the federal government.
As of right now, those who are at high risk will be given priority. Wilson says it's important to him that everyone who wants the vaccine has the opportunity, and he believes the health department is doing a great job. Senator Scott Sandel asks for Utah's patience.
The health departments across the state of Utah are going to go from probably getting between 35 and 40,000 vaccines a week to, if they all can come through, 240,000 per week. So there could be some logistical bumps in the road trying to get all that done.
Senator Wilson says some constituents are concerned about House Bill 117, which deals with vaccine immunization records.
If I work at a place like that that requires immunization, and they say, but the proof has to come from the USIS system, now I'm being coerced into using the USIS system that I don't want to. So the amendment was, if an employer requires proof of immunization, they can't require it to be from the USIS system.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.